Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with WWE's Christmas Week Live event from Madison Square Garden, traditionally the company's biggest house show of the year. The SmackDown-branded holiday tour show last night featured the return to the ring of Bray Wyatt, who defeated Jinder Mahal, pinning him after his Sister Abigail finisher. It was Wyatt's first match since returning to WWE in October, and his first match of any kind since losing to Randy Orton 20 months ago at WrestleMania 37. It was his first time wrestling in Madison Square Garden since September of 2019. In the show's main event, Braun Strowman making his return to the Garden after a three-year absence, tagged with Kevin Owens to defeat WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions The Usos in a non-title match. The match was made after a singles match between Strowman and Solo Sikoa was ruled a no contest due to interference from the Bloodline and Kevin Owens. Gunther retained the Intercontinental title in a four-way ladder match with Kofi Kingston, Madcap Moss, Santos Escobar, and Shinsuke Nakamura. It was the first time the Intercontinental title has been defended at the Garden in 4 years. In other results, Liv Morgan beat Shayna Baszler in a street fight, Karrion Kross defeated Drew Gulak, Hit Row beat Legado del Fantasma in a mixed six-person tag, and Sheamus and Ridge Holland upended Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci of Imperium. Last night's card marked the MSG debut of a number of WWE performers, including Baszler, Moss, Holland, Cross, Sikoa, and all the members of Imperium, Hit Row, and Legado del Fantasma. Earlier in the day, PW Insider reported a host of flight delays and flight mix-ups for both talent and staff making their way to the Garden, with some being sent to the wrong airport. As of yesterday morning, WrestleTix had the ticket count for the show at 9,836, with 2,016 tickets remaining undistributed. WWE aired a Monday Night Raw Best of 2022 recap show last night on USA Network in place of a live broadcast. The show, which was originally to have been the live Monday Night Raw in Columbus, Ohio, was instead turned into a Raw-branded house show. That show saw Austin Theory successfully defend the United States title against Johnny Gargano and Damian Priest in a triple threat main event. Also on the show, Bianca Belair retained the Raw Women's title against Bayley, the Street Profits beat Alpha Academy, Gargano beat Baron Corbin, Omos bested Mustafa Ali, and Dexter Lumis defeated The Miz in the opener. In AEW news, WrestleTix reported that as of yesterday morning that attendance for tomorrow night's Dynamite at the First Bank Center in Broomfield, Colorado was approximately three-quarters full, with 3,737 tickets distributed and 1,100 still left undistributed. Attendance for AEW's last Dynamite taping at the First Bank Center in March of 2020 was 3,350, according to WrestleData.com. Athena defended her Ring of Honor Women's Championship for the second time on last night's Dark Elevation YouTube show, beating Kira Hogan in a match taped last Wednesday night at the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas. In other pre-tape matches, Dralistico beat Blake Christian, Konosuke Takeshita defeated Frankie Kazarian, and The Bunny beat Madison Rayne. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.